ברוכים הבאים לפודקאסט של שפות שלי, בית ספר לאנגלית ושפות נוספות. אני אריאל. היום אנחנו נדבר על life-changing decisions, החלטות שהן בעצם משנה חיים, שזה נוגע לבן אדם, נראה לי בכל שלב בחייו, in every stage of life. אני אנסה לשלב גם כמה שיותר עוצר מילים חדשים בעברית, אם דברים לא יהיו ברורים. ונוכל לעבור על הנושא הזה קצת יותר לעומק. Okay, so when you are faced with any sort of decision, החלטה כלשהי, there's two types of people. One is people who are decisive, אנשים החלטים, or people who are indecisive, שקשה להם מאוד מאוד להחליט. Okay. גם אנשים יותר, נקרא לזה, בדרך כלל עם הגיל, with age, people may become less decisive than when they were younger, and יותר קשה להם לקחת החלטה. ולכן, זה גם משהו שהוא לא סטטי, it's not static, people change with time, with age, they can be very, make decisions, maybe quick to make decisions when they're younger, and maybe be less decisive, or we say indecisive, מילה אחת לדיס, indecisive, אם אנחנו רוצים להגיד less decisive, שזה פחות החלטי, יש מילה אחת להגיד את זה, it's indecisive. אז if you are older and you're feeling indecisive, it's absolutely normal. These things change with different phases of life, different ages, so this can definitely be felt. And let's be honest, it's never easy to make a decision. זה אף פעם לא קל. Especially when it's a life-changing decision. And personally, I've had a couple. Definitely when it comes to career choice. A studying choice, moving a country, getting married, choices that I made for my kids, financial choices, investment choices, mortgage choices, mashkantot, ashkaot, בחירת קריירה, בחירת זוגיות, החלטות שאנחנו לוקחים לילדים. The many, many different phases that people are faced with major choices in life. Now, if you are indecisive about making a decision, we assess something called in English pros and cons. עדיף מה כדאי לי לעשות ומה ההשלכות של זה. ואם אני, מה יכול לקרות אם אני לא לוקח החלטה בצד השני, ומה השלכות לזה. מה היתרונות ומה החיסרונות. So when we talk about the pros, we basically, you know, what I do personally is break down into a list and try to assess where this life-changing decision will take me and how it will affect my progress in life. And when assess the disadvantages, always assess the risks involved. זאת אומרת, מה הסיכונים? And what's the worst that can happen? מה הדבר הכי גרוע שיכול לקרות? If I make this decision, so if I make a certain decision, what's the worst possible outcome that I could face by going through with it? Now, why life decisions are so important is because, especially what's become pretty commonplace nowadays, משהו שהוא מאוד מאוד שכיח, is people basically unable to take responsibility for the decisions or whatever choices they've made in life. If we take a look, you know, today, something that's extremely common is, you know, playing the victim, saying, okay, I'm a victim of circumstance, I'm a victim of my past, I'm a victim of certain scenarios, and you know, not taking responsibility for the choices they made and for things that have happened to them, to what they have done. What I'm trying to say is that some things are beyond your control. Anything that's beyond your control, don't give it too much power. Beyond your control, זאת אומרת, מעבר לשליטה שלך, זה לא קשור אליך. If you give it too much power, if you give anything beyond your control, you give it power, then, you know, that definitely has an immediate negative impact on your ability to make just choices and then your ability to make good choices. So the most important start is taking responsibility to whatever choice you make. Now, I faced multiple decisions, life-changing decisions in terms of career path, in terms of relationships, which we all face in terms of moving countries, jobs, careers. And the most important thing is that end of the day, when you assess the positives and the negatives, you make the choice that whatever choice you make, you take responsibility for your choice and you take action. Another way to say a strong approach is a stoic approach. So they're like, it's strong. Okay. And another good idea is to seek advice at sorts from maybe good friends, family members, as well sometimes as professionals, maybe in your field, if you have any sort of career counselors or you want to take on a different career choice. It's a good idea to listen to professionals and also maybe therapists if it's something which is in your private life and you need a space to think and talk things through. Another important thing which I like to do, I would say an important step, is to think about your values and goals. Okay, what is the most important to you in your life? What do you want to achieve? This can obviously help guide your decision making. And I would say that both values and goals should be primary when making any sort of major decision. Like I discussed before, I think that being aware of all the potential roadblocks or challenges that may come up when making a life change, it's important to be aware of them, fully aware of them, analyze them, and see them. It's also normal to feel anxious or uncertain, like Yishlo Benoach, but it's also important to have a plan in place and make sure that you address these feelings, targashot ele, and be able to take on the best possible approach. אני הייתי אומר שהכי חשוב בסופו של דבר is doesn't matter what choice you make, be kind to yourself. Making a life-changing decision can be tough, and it's important to give yourself the right time to adjust. It's also okay to take things one step at a time and also seek support when you need it along the way. Whenever you're facing these sort of challenges, it's better to take it step by step and gradually build yourself. Now, when you're assessing the situation, the choice that you're making, את ההחלטה שאתם לוקחים, you always consider the long term. לדוגמה, אתם יכולים בהתחלה להתרגש, you can be caught up in the excitement of פתאום שינוי פתאומי, of a potential change, אבל זה גם מאוד מאוד חשוב לחשוב על ה-long-term implications of what your decision will, you know, how it will affect your life. Will this change be still beneficial in 1 year from now or 5 years from now? Let's talk about, when you're taking small steps. When making a big change all at once, it can also be extremely overwhelming. You should consider to break your goal down into smaller, more manageable steps. This can also help you to make the process feel more manageable and increase your chances of success. דבר גם מאוד חשוב שהרבה אנשים לא פתוחים לשינוי, כי שינוי יכול להיות מפחיד, it can be scary, but זה גם יכול להביא הזדמנויות חדשות וחוויות חדשות. So always stay open to possibilities that come with life change, even if it's not exactly what you were expecting. אם זה לא משהו במה שצפיתם לו אפילו. והכי חשוב שבסופו של דבר, you know, trust yourself. In the end of the day, it's up to you. So trust in your own ability to make the right choice for yourself. And always move along, you know, headstrong with the decision that you make. Now, I'm definitely no guru or expert on this topic, but I'm going to share with you something which has assisted me a lot, שעזר לי המון, כשאני עשיתי כל החלטה כלשהי מאוד גדולה, that was, נקרא לזה משנה חיים, זה יכול להיות מאוד מאוד קשה רגשי וגם מנטלי. Making a life change is both, can be emotionally and mentally draining. So what I suggest, a nice tip is to practice self-care. Always remember to take care of yourself and make time for activities that bring you joy and relaxation. For example, I enjoy playing tennis. I enjoy playing time playing tennis, and therefore, even you know, when I need to think about making a decision or I just want to clear my mind, playing tennis does help me to bring joy and relaxation. And it is advisable to find an activity or just to pamper yourself and with something to help you relax. Another important aspect is reflect on past experiences. See what's happened in the past. Think about times in the past when you faced a big decision or change. תסתכלו על העבר, חוויות של העבר, past experiences. מה למדתם מהחוויות האלה? What did you learn from those experiences? And how can you apply those lessons, את השיעורים האלה, למצב שלכם היום? דבר הבא שהוא גם לא פחות חשוב, זה לשים לכם גבולות, לצב לכם גבולות מסודרות. Set boundaries. It's important to set boundaries with others when you make a life-changing decision, because this can help protect your time, energy, and as you navigate, as you go through the process. לשים גבולות בעצם of if it affects other people, or even with in your own mindset about how what the implications will be going forward. לשים גבולות מסודרות. That is very, very important. מה שיכול לעזור גם במצבים כאלה זה if you have a role model, דמות לחיקוי. אנשים שאתם יודעים שהיה להם חוויה דומה בחיים, who had similar life changes, and basically to see how they navigated the process and what strategies they used and what challenges did they face, and basically what advice, you know, these people may have for you or you can learn from it. Just to round up this podcast, celebrate your successes. Remember to celebrate. תחגגו כל הצלחה שיש לכם, איך שאתם עשיתם את השינוי חיים הזה, תרגעו כל הצלחה בדרך. It's never easy. I mean, even if you take on fitness change, diet change, lifestyle change, quit smoking change, new relationship change, it's going to be difficult in the beginning because no one likes change. People are set in their ways. People are so afraid of change that they actually, you know, it's one of the top three fears in life. Of actually making that step forward. So most important is celebrate your successes. איך שאתם מתקדמים, celebrate the success. This can boost your confidence, לתת לכם מוטיבציה, give you motivation, and make the process feel a lot more rewarding. And then the day, whatever choice you make, I really hope it's the right choice for you. אני מקווה שנהנתם להקשיב לפודקאסט של היום. If you have any ideas, תרשמו לנו info@sefotshli.co.il. אני אריאל, and we'll be back. I'll be back next week with a new episode. Thank you so much for listening. You can also contact us on our WhatsApp number. יצאו אותנו גשר גם בוואטסאפ, 053-550-1976, בשפות שלי, או לשאיר לנו פרטים גם באתר, sefotshli.co.il, אם יש לכם גם רעיונות, בקשות, דברים שאתם רוצים לדבר, שאנחנו נדבר עליהם באנגלית, תצרו איתנו קשר, וכמובן, נתכונן, אני אהיה כאן שוב שבוע הבא. See you guys and have a wonderful week.